This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about a vote to change enrollment rules for Minnesota Chippewa tribes and the 17th annual Ojibwe Quiz Bowl at Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Citizens of the Minnesota Chippewa tribes will soon have their say on changing rules governing enrollment. MCT leaders have decided to hold a vote on blood quantum rules. Melissa Townsend has the story.
Blood quantum is the amount of Indian blood required to be officially enrolled in an American Indian tribe, which of course comes down to who and how many of your relatives are from that tribe. Now, not all tribes have blood quantum rules, but to be a member of any of the Minnesota Chippewa tribes, you have to have a quarter of MCT blood. But that group has recently decided this might need to change.
We have to do something.
Kevin Lisi is chairman of the Boys Fort Band of Ojibwe, and he sits on the executive committee of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe.
If we do nothing, every band of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe population will decrease because of the current blood quantum standards.
Lisi cites a 2014 study from the Wilder Research Group that shows the tribal population will be cut nearly in half over the next 40 years if the blood quantum rule stays the same. So the MCT Executive Committee is proposing two possible changes. First, allow Canadian Ojibwe blood to count toward the one-quarter blood quantum. Lisi says there's a long history of community among Ojibwe in the region before the U.S.-Canadian border was established.
When the border came in, separating our people and our travels. That also cut off blood that was then considered Canadian from being counted towards the U.S. blood quantum for the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa.
The second proposal up for vote is to include Ojibwe blood from anywhere across North America.
This is going to stretch anywhere from Michigan all the way to Montana and into Canada and really have a true and accurate counting of Ojibwe and Chippewa blood.
These proposals have been under discussion for years, and they are the focus of much controversy. Some tribal members are resistant to opening up the rolls. They fear spreading scarce resources over a larger number of people and losing the sense of being a small, defined, tight-knit community. Lisi is emphasizing that leaders are merely proposing these changes, and it's up to the citizens of the six tribes to decide if they are adopted. He says he expects the vote to happen later this year. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend. Thanks to Tony Nichols for special reporting assistance.
The Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College recently held the 17th annual Ojibwe Quiz Bowl. Every year, students in grades 4 through 12 from across Minnesota converge to test their knowledge in the Lester Jack Briggs Memorial Quiz Bowl. Many say the event builds community and sparks enthusiasm and pride in Ojibwe heritage. Dan Jones, an educator at the Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College, moderated the event.
This is the championship round. Good luck, both teams.
In the final round, two teams from Circle of Life School, a tribal school at White Earth, squared off against each other. Jones posed tough questions about Ojibwe language, history, and culture.
What was used on fishnets to attract fish?
Seaweed.
Camouflage. That is incorrect. I don't even know if I know the answer. Powdered calamus and sarsaparilla roots were sprinkled on the nets, helped to attract the fish. Question four, in English, what does this word mean? Ningozis. Circle A.
My son?
My son is correct. Circle A.
Eventually, they got some key answers right. In the end, Circle of Life Team A won the state championship title. They got T-shirts and a trophy. And if they choose to go to college at Fond du Lac, each person on the winning team will get a $2,000 scholarship. Both teams in the championship round are coached by Linda Wadena at White Earth.
This is Melissa Townsend with Minnesota Native News. I wanted to let you know that as part of Minnesota's American Indian Month, the Twin Cities community radio station KFAI will air 24 straight hours of Native programming on Wednesday, May 27th. The day is called Turtle Island Voices. Again, that's Wednesday, May 27th. No matter where you are, you can stream it live on the web at kfai.org.
This is Minnesota Native News.